Max. Naturally, initiating what will conversation in 3, 2, 1.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Welcome to Awkward Conversations. This is our Valentine's Day episode. We're calling it My Bloody Valentine. Hence, well, not this song, but this is one of my favorite versions of this song ever. It's super cool.
Who is this? Filter.
It's a really sexy version of that song.
Nah, play the version by the Turtles, man.
I like the version of the Turtles, but that version kind of is like the heavy metal rock version of this song. It's kind of awesome. So as usual, I am joined here by my co-hosts.
Don't sound so good.
Go back home and go to bed, then.
Why don't you?
Ooh.
Oh, just kidding. I love you, Jeff.
Damn.
I love you.
You guys fight right now.
So the two people talking is Frank Bennington, aka Bad Touch Bad Boy.
Hi.
Hey. Jeff, aka Phantom Kitten.
Hello.
I keep wanting to say Phantom Kitty. I'm sorry. It just sounds funny. Anastasia Washington.
Hey.
Aka Darth Boobs, aka Laser Boobs, aka Psycho Fembot.
Hi, y'all.
She's special. She gets three nicknames. Nathan, the Singularity.
Hey, guys.
I am your host today, Rachel Frumkin, Sassy Pants, and we are joined by two special guests, Matt Blackwood and Mandy D. What Were We Talking About podcast.
Yay.
And Matt's also on the Angry Dorks podcast here on Skid Row Studios.
I have a quick question about Phantom Kitten.
Yes. I don't know.
Is that a Schrodinger's cat reference?
No.
Okay.
You
sound so coy about it.
We almost had a child walk into our studio. We would have scarred her for life.
It's okay.
She would have been like, Rosas? Sorry, that was terribly. Well,
we already have one child in the studio.
That's Raisums. So this is, like I said, this is our Valentine's Day episode. It was, you know, Thursday. So I hope everybody had an okay Valentine's Day.
It was. Shit.
I know.
Yeah, it was.
Love you.
Oh, no. Happy Valentine's Day, Mandy. This is your gift. It was Matt's surprise.
I got you a podcast.
Okay. So, speaking of Valentine's Day, I thought we would start off with maybe the worst dates you've ever been on or the worst Valentine's Day you guys have ever had. I'll start with Stacy.
Okay. I probably am like not good with this question. I've actually had really good Valentine's Days, even when I'm single, because I just hang out with.
Throw things at her.
Okay. This one time I was burned at the stake on Valentine's Day. It really sucked.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Past life. Past life Valentine's
Day. You were stoned at the stake.
I was stoned at the stake.
That's so hot.
But you actually just had a steak on Valentine's Day.
I like my steak a little burned, like a Pittsburgh rare.
Yeah. But you've never been on like a horrible, like you've never had like a disastrous date.
A date?
Yeah, like nobody's ever taken you on like, I think this is going to be the greatest date ever. And you're like, this is the worst thing you've ever done.
How about a disastrous prune? How about that?
Disastrous prune.
I'm trying to think. I mean, probably in high school, you know, like when, okay, so I wasn't dating this guy, but I went to my first and only dance of high school with this guy that was clearly gay. I had just broken up with my boyfriend, and he was like, he stabbed himself there,
Frank.
My dress broke, and...
Wait, go back.
He stabbed himself?
Wait a minute, what?
So you know how you're supposed to put the, what is it, boutonniere?
Oh, the corsage.
Okay. I thought like you meant like...
cut yourself while listening to My Chemical Romance. Jesus, he got everything wrong.
The Cure came on, and he lost control.
I thought you meant he went to a dance with a woman with tits, and he didn't cut himself.
He stabbed himself.
I thought you meant like he took a knife and like stabbed himself.
Might as well have been because...
This is how much I love you.
Well, then, you know, like, he basically came out at the thing, and I was like, yeah, I know. And he's like, well, you know, I just thought I would tell you. I'm like, I know I was going to dance with a gay guy.
I'm not dumb.
But, like, he had
I'm from LA,
whole
I know.
Night with, like, this big bloodstain on his shirt, and then my dress just got mangled, too. So it was the only dance I ever went to. I think that was the worst date I've ever been on, I think.
Jeff, have you ever been on, like, a really bad date, bad Valentine's Day?
You know, I honestly can't think of any bad dates that I've had or like bad Valentine's Day experience.
You guys all suck.
You guys suck. I've got like 1,000 bad dates I've been on. You guys are like, oh no, I've been on great dates.
My charmed life.
I know. How lucky for you. Okay. So to our guests, have you guys... bad. Together.
I better start because Mandy's is worse. I went on a date with this girl and I had met her at a party. You know, we just kind of had it off, had a nice conversation, thought it was pretty cool. So we set up this date and she doesn't show up. She's supposed to meet me at my apartment complex. Like, she's going to pick me up and drive. And so she doesn't show up and then she doesn't show up. She doesn't show up. And then I get a call and she's like, hey, I'm like, this crazy thing happened, whatever. I'm like, okay, no problem. You know, like having to drive people around. And I, you know, and then she doesn't show up at the later time that she postpones to. And so, like, the date gets postponed like 3 times and she just keeps not showing up in the same night. It's like, oh no, I'll be here this time. And she eventually shows up and she like reeks of pot. And I'm like, ugh. Mm-mm. Is this what this is going to be like? I'm like, all right, well, I'll just, you know, we'll go and we'll have a nice time and, we'll, you know, we'll, whatever. This is really lame. But we go to a movie. We went to see Sideways.
Hey, man, the grass is greener.
We went to see Sideways and she got a phone call in the movie theater and she fucking answered it and started talking to the person. Oh, I'm watching a movie, whatever. And like, there was like a group of 3 girls, like 2 rows ahead of us, that all looked back like, what the fuck is she doing? And I was like, I'm not with her. Like, I
want...
No.
Yeah, so, Stacey, by the way, really wants to kill this woman right now.
I do.
Oh, no.
She would like you to tell her name.
Punch her in the face.
And she wants to go stab her. We were in the theater the other day, and the same thing happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. You want to just go grab the phone, mm-hmm. throw it across mm-hmm. the room. Nobody's going to say anything. At the Arclight, they'll probably give you a job.
That's true.
We're on the way home, whatever. And she's like, well, you know, do you want to do this again? Whatever. Something. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't think we'll ever see each other again. And she was like, really? I'm like, yeah, really? Like
worst date.
Yeah. I don't think she even had an idea that she was my worst date of all time.
Oh no. She was probably too stoned to know.
Probably. That was probably it.
I hope you're listening because don't get on the phone.
Yeah, people out there, don't do that. That's just not awesome.
I hope your date is listening.
Next time somebody does that in a movie theater, I'm going to take the person's phone and be like, yeah, they're in a movie right now. They can't talk. Get the fuck off the phone.
Yeah. That happened during the Die Hard marathon. This girl got on. She's like, yeah, I'm in a Die Hard marathon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I was like, what are you?
Oh, you guys went to the Die Hard marathon?
Yeah. It was super awesome.
Was it the one that Bruce Willis and Jai Courtney showed up to?
No.
You didn't hear about this?
No.
What?
No.
At one of the arc lights when they were doing the thing. I don't know which one. I think it was the Beach Cities one.
The Beach City one, yeah.
They just fucking showed up there.
That's probably...
Like, they didn't tell anybody they were coming.
If I were a movie star, I would show up to so many of my own movies.
Yeah, we were saying what he should have done was done the Santa Claus thing and like showed up to every marathon in LA. You know, that would have made sense because there's like 12 hours with which to do it. He could have gone to every single one. But if Bruce Willis had showed up, I'm pretty sure Stacey would have vomited on him.
I only vomited on him once.
And she was sick. And
I've seen him and
she was a child.
And vomited on him.
She was a child and she was sick.
Can you make it work? Can you make it work? Okay.
So, Mandy, what was your horrible day?
You vomited on one celebrity and all at once is a big thing.
Okay, we're talking about the same celebrity. I didn't say, what? Oh my gosh.
All right, guys, it's enough about Stacey vomiting on Bruce Willis. We get it.
Speaking of vomit.
I know.
Oh, God, did you get thrown up on?
No, my absolute worst date, it was a friend of a coworker. Oh. And I was like, sure, fine, I'll go on a date. And she's like, no, you know, it'll be, you know, you guys seem really good for each other. We get just far enough away. I had him pick me up at my parents' house instead of my apartment. Because
smart move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was like, I don't really know this guy, whatever. We get just far enough out of, like, where I could, like, walk home safely because we're on, like, the interstate. And he's like, yeah, I tried to kill myself after my last girlfriend broke up with me. And I'm like, oh.
I shouldn't be stifling a laugh, but I'm sorry. Oh, that's horrible.
He stabbed himself in the heart with a
He's like, this is the first date I've been on since getting out of the hospital. And I'm like, so I finished out the date and I tried to be really nice to him and like never spoke to him again. Because
did you punch your coworker in the face?
I did not speak to her for like weeks. I was like, that's something you need to tell someone in advance. Like, if this date goes bad, this guy might kill himself.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, Nathan, have you ever had a bad Valentine's Day or a bad date?
Well, I went to Jewish school my whole life, and I guess the most interesting thing is that we were not allowed to celebrate Valentine's Day. So up until high school, we weren't even allowed to, like, if, like, they caught you bringing, like, Valentine's Day chocolate or anything to school, like, they would actually get upset at you. So, I mean, that's kind of an interesting anecdote. I don't really have a bad date on Valentine's Day. I guess my worst date is simply just dates who don't actually feel like they're on a date with you.
Oh, okay. So when you go out on a date and then they just something they say at some point, you're like, oh,
yeah.
We're
like
not.
If you ask a girl out and she is out with you, and then like you find out that she was just wanting friendship.
That happened to my brother. He was on a date with this girl. He asked her out, whatever, and he was all excited about it. He picked her up. And she was directing him, and it turned out she was directing him to this other dude's house. And they picked up this other guy, and then they started like making out, and he realized, oh, I'm chauffeuring their fucking date.
I thought that only happened in movies.
So he told me this when he got home. I'm like, I hope you left them at the fucking movie theater.
I made a really big mistake at one point in my life and lived with an ex-girlfriend. We were already broken up and we lived together. And that happened a lot, actually. Like, I would wind up, like, taking her to her new boyfriend's house and stuff like that. It was a bad situation.
Okay, so here's my worst date ever. Because you guys can't see me, I'm very short. I'm only like 5 feet. So it's very hard for somebody to be.
And by you, she means all of us. All of us cannot see her over her microphone.
Yeah, I'm very short.
It's
very hard to find somebody shorter than me to go on a date with. And I was living with this girl who was a bit crazy. And she and her boyfriend were out one night at a late night coffee place, ran into this guy they were playing trivia with, and I guess started talking to him about me, thinking I don't have a life, so they had to set me up with a date. So I begrudgingly met this guy at this 24-hour pancake house in Portland, and the guy comes up to my boobs. He's literally a hobbit. He's got to be like 4'8", 4'9". The most awkward date I've ever been on was there was nothing good about him. He had no personality. He wasn't that smart. Wasn't that funny.
Obsessed with this ring.
Yeah, I mean, he had to walk everywhere, although there were giant eagles, you know.
No shoes. Yeah. And it is hard to get
around with
when
friends
got no shoes.
That wanted second breakfast and 11 Z's and all these things. It was horrible. And I walk home. He is not even subtle about looking at my ass. He's just walking behind me, looking at my ass,
well,
checking out my booty.
Yeah, it's eye level.
Yeah, it's eye level. He can't help it. I know. But I'm like, hello, eyes up here, buddy. Have a conversation. Was a part-time worker at, like, I guess, Oregon's version of Hollywood Horror Nights. And then also worked at HP. So just socially awkward in every aspect. And then asked for my number, and I told my roommate, I don't give my number to hobbits. And she thought that was me, but I was like, it was the worst date I've ever been on because it just wasn't. It just wasn't like there was no anything to like if he was remotely any, like if he was funny or engaging, I would have been like, yeah, sure, maybe give it another chance. But he was so socially inept and so socially awkward. I was like, I can't.
The worst thing about that, the worst thing about that date is, you know, ordinarily when you have a bad date, you go, okay, don't have to talk to that person ever again, whatever. But you, now you've got your roommates that you're like, is that what you think of me? That's the guy that you picked?
Yeah, I was like, so how did this situation come about, guys? Like, well, we were saying that, you know, you spend most of your nights at home, you don't really go out much, and we just thought he was a really nice guy, so we thought we would set you up with him. And I was like, I don't go out at nights because I'm at school from like 4 to 10, and when I get home from going to culinary school all day doing strenuous stuff, I just want to come home and crash. I don't stay out till like 3 a.m. in the morning just chatting up strangers. That's weird. She also brought home homeless people and asked if they could live at our house for a little bit. But that's another story altogether.
Have you guys seen the Friends episode where they set up Lovitz with Jennifer Aniston's character? And he's like, he's supposed to be like the worst date ever. Like they're trying to find a horrible date for her. And he shows up and he's like, yep, you're really beautiful. And I'm kind of funny looking, but I'm not funny. There's no redeeming qualities about me.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're on this date with me. And if you think I have money, no.
I don't.
I'm pretty sure I'm infertile.
One of the funniest things ever. Frank, have you ever had a bad date? I forgot to ask you. I'm sorry.
Pussy?
Not too.
Have you ever had to go on a date with a girl and then get in a fight over?
And then it wasn't a date, and I was in middle school. I didn't know I was gay.
With the guy that you were fighting over the girl with?
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm sorry.
Stuff happens.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The only thing closest to that was, like, a non-date.
A non-date date?
Yeah, I met this really, really nice guy, really cute. We set up this date, like, a week or two in advance because we were both really busy at the time. And a punch your boob, Stacey.
Don't punch
We're
your boobs.
We're not dating. You can't do that
okay.
to me.
The day of, I'm getting ready because we had set these plans in stone. We were really excited, and I get a text from him like halfway through the day, saying, "So when are we going to go on that date? On the day that we were supposed to
like,
go on the date?
Today's
like,
the day.
I'm kind of ready now because I thought we were doing it today."
Sorry. He was making a date to call you to set up the date.
Oh,
I guess. Because he was in San Diego and was not going to be able to make it.
Oh, no.
So then after I was like, oh, no, I thought we had set this date up. Like, I kind of gave him shit for it because it's kind of douchey. He was like, why are you getting so upset? It's not like we're dating or anything.
Oh my God!
So that is the closest I get to a bad date.
I don't think
you
so.
You clingy motherfucker!
I think you've had worse dates.
I don't think those were called dates. I think those were called
hookups. Hookups?
Yeah,
he's had worse hookups.
Oh yeah, I've had worse.
Yeah.
All right.
We've all had those.
Oh yikes!
I mean, I don't hook up. I'm a good boy.
Yeah, of course. You're completely virginal, I know. Mm-hmm. You're saintly. So
this is the virginal corner over here.
Oh, yep.
I'm sitting next to Frank, just
angels.
So you guys know.
So I don't know how to segue into this. It's just something
I move on to talk about nice things.
Nice
couples for the nice people.
The nice couples. So I was going to say, I was going to try to segue into like best romantic couples, but after telling horrible date stories, I was like, I'll just say it. So I was, I guess, in the mood for Valentine's Day, and I'm like a chick sometimes, and I watch like, you know, romantic movies, and I like the rom-coms, who doesn't? And I was like, oh, who are my favorite romantic couples in like, you know, movies and comic books? So I thought I would get your guys' points of views, and then you guys can listen to my lame point of view, my lame ones. So I'm going to start with Nathan this time. Nathan, who are your, like, if somebody was like, okay, what are your top, like, let's say three, like, best romantic couples you can think of?
Like any movie character.
Any character, comic book character, any in the spectrum of media, history, whatever you want to choose. Yeah. Best romantic couples.
George and Martha Washington.
Oh,
They owned me at one time.
They were, I mean, people always think of them as like these like stuck up, like wealthy, like white, like wigged people. You always see the picture of like Martha Washington and she's old. In truth, she was apparently a very, very, very beautiful woman. Like she won like beauty contests, like, you know, like a primitive version of Miss America, if you will.
Their beauty contests back then were pretty much like pig contests,
no,
right?
But it's just like they all like, stood on the scale
and they
were like,
who has the most teeth?
Who's the heaviest? Right. You win. Yeah. You obviously have the most money.
Have all your teeth? Great.
She was like famously beautiful. Like people would come to like meet with her from all over, and she married him, and he had to fight for her several times. So yeah, them.
I have to say, when you first started saying George and Martha, I thought you were going to say George and Martha from Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. And I was like, they are not romantic. They are awful people.
I think they're a real good standard for romance.
I think so, too. Sure.
And Washington chopped down her cherry tree, isn't that? Isn't that true?
Oh, yeah. He was like, I cannot tell a lie. I did that.
I cannot tell a lie. 10 inches.
Some people pop cherries. Okay. Some people pop cherries. Some people cut down the whole fucking tree.
and then make teeth out of it.
Do you really want three?
You don't have to do three. You could do like
We both came up with so many.
You could do like however many you want. You could do two. You could do five. You could do 11-sies.
Barney and Robin from How I Met Your Mother.
Boom.
No.
Boom.
You don't like?
Hate that coupling.
No. What, do you like her better with Ted or something?
The first two seasons of How I Met Your Mother are so wonderful and romantic and beautiful. I fucking love Ted and Robin together, and I hate Barney and Robin together. Barney and Robin together is one of those things of like, hey, we've got two single people on the show. They should hook up too.
They're good
because we've got enough time. Like we've got so much time that we have to tell a story where like, oh yeah, these two people should get together.
It's she's like, so much better suited for Barney than she is with Ted.
Yeah.
She has so much in common with Barney. They enjoy doing together.
Yeah, they're buddies. They should be buddies. It's that whole thing of like, oh, if it's a guy and a girl, they should hook up. It's kind of like people.
It's usually true, though.
Well, it's like when a person has two gay friends, they immediately go, they should date. You know what I mean? Like, and they don't think about whether they are. It's like if you watch Sex in the City. Stanford and
the other guy, the Mario Cantone.
Mario Cantone. Like we've got two gay characters. Let's have those two gay characters date. It's such bullshit. It's like they're not well suited for dating.
Speaking of which, Jeff, I've been meaning to talk to you.
Frank. I know. I was just going to say that.
Across the table.
I was just going, Nathan, we were on the same wavelength.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't know. I disagree. I think Barney and Robin are adorable together. I want a girl who will go shooting with me and drink scotch.
I love her. I love him. I don't love them together. When that show became the Barney show, that's when it fell apart for me. It totally jumped to the show.
I totally disagree. I thought Ted's character was getting boring.
It's more about Lily. I would have to say it's actually more about Lily and Marshall.
Oh my gosh, how did I not say Lily and Marshall?
That's a good one. That's a good couple.
Yeah, that's
my three. Lily and Marshall, Barney and Robin, and George and Martha Washington.
Okay, so
what about Ted and the mother?
Ted and the mother.
We
kind of know who she is.
He's the worst storyteller of all time, right?
I know, seriously. It's the best.
I love how he's like, oh, I had all these one night stands, but I can't say the word pot.
Yeah.
It's like, you just told me you had sex in an airport bathroom.
It's all these weird things.
Hey, you know what? His kids have learned a lot about life.
I mean, it's the year 2030. If they don't know what pot is, like,
He's like, we had a sandwich. It's like, Dad, we know what a sandwich is.
What's weird about that is you would think by 2030, like, pot would be in, like, every, like, grocery store.
Are we sure those are his kids and not just some random teenagers he kidnapped?
Right.
That would be funny, actually.
That'd be, like, the best scene ever.
That would be funny if they left off the show with, and then we got a divorce, which is why I hate your mother.
Well, they only have a season to wrap this shit up, so they better get it in.
Why I hate your mother is more of a
shield.
What?
Well, no,
and then Kobe Smothers goes
she's gonna
to
do. She's gonna do both. Well, she's that's absolutely a different subject.
I'm so excited about Shield.
So Matt and Mandy, what are your couples that you thought of? A plethora.
You want to go first?
I'll go first. My favorite couple. I felt like I should say Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, but then I realized my more favorite couple was Luke Cage and Danny Rand.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're always heroing and probably teaching each other, like, sweet martial arts moves and stuff. And I don't know. I feel good about a couple who he's like, you look awesome in that tiara.
She's like, thank you.
The fact that they let each other get away with those fashion nightmares.
He's like, I love your slippers and your sash.
That's cute. That's adorable.
I like. I also like to think of Superman and Batman looking at each other. Nice cape, dude.
Yeah.
Nice cape, bro.
Yeah.
I wrote mine down because I'm not good at remembering things. Another one I thought of was Spike and Drusilla from Buffy.
Oh, that is a good couple.
Because they were like so in love that demons were like, "Whoa, that's weird. You guys are vampires. You probably shouldn't be that."
Like they were so crazy.
They creeped out other monsters,
right?
And they were together. Like, I mean, I know they like eventually broke up, but how long were they together? Like 500 years or something?
Like at least
his whole life. Just about his whole life.
Yeah.
All but like 20 years.
Then I've got Daenerys and Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones. Because even though she was like sold to him, he like treated her. Like, they were, like, super in love.
I know. They got to that place where you were like, I'm now jealous of you.
I feel so left out. I don't watch Game of Thrones.
You should read the books. What's wrong with you? You get more Daenerys story.
I will. They're on my neck.
Oh, my God. I have too many.
She does a lot of walking, though.
And then I've got Amy and Rory Pond because they're so responsible and perfect for each other.
Here's my thing. I'm not a fan of Amy Pond. I said it. I don't like her, but I like him so much, and I find that he's so good for her that I really like that pairing, because he's the one that's like, you're acting too crazy, and I wait 1,000 years for you.
Yeah, like,
I'm
they're
getting
not
a
my
little...
favorite companions, but they're like, they're so perfect together. I'm like, you guys are a good couple.
Yeah. I got pretty fed up, though, with the constant, are you sure we're right for each other? Like, are you sure we should be together? Like, I don't know. You love the doctor. You love everybody. Like, should we be together? Should we be together? It was like every episode.
But when you're going through life-changing space adventures, it doesn't have that moment of doubt.
Not like, are you sure?
Life-changing space adventure? No, you haven't.
I have to say that she is super nice in person, and so is her mother. So
I'm sure
shout out to Mary Gillen.
I like Karen Gillen, and I like.
Well, it's a long story, kids. I was eating a sandwich and having sex in an airport bathroom.
It's gonna take me 8 seasons to tell you about it. I like her. I just don't like that character of like. There's something about Amy as a character or something that I'm not just fond of her. I'm just not. I'm sorry, nerds out there.
No companions are ever living up to a Martha Jones for me.
I really like the new one. So far, super cute, super smart.
Martha's
love that.
Too perfect. That's Martha's problem. She doesn't have like any faults. I think Donna is awesome.
I liked Donna and I liked Rose.
Yeah.
I liked Donna because she was never in love with the doctor like every other one.
And she kept him kept him in line. She was like, "You're acting like a damn fool." Like, she put him in his place a lot of the times, and that's what I liked about Donna.
Yeah.
She didn't take shit from
him. I think Martha, you're right. The problem is I think they set up Martha to be way too perfect, actually. Like, she just did everything right. Like, there was like never a point where he was like, "No, like, Martha, don't do that."
No, there was a time where she was going to blow up the galaxy, right? He was like, "Don't do that."
Barely.
Yeah, she was going to try to save the world by blowing up.
It seemed forced, even when that was true. She was like, "Oh yes, I will now make a mistake."
In Torchwood, she's not that perfect. She's pretty like.
But she's so cute with Mickey and Ricky. I forget which one.
Yeah, Mickey. Mickey is his. No, Mickey.
Mickey the idiot. Yes.
Ricky died. Because I remember that because Rose left, and then like in the alternate universe, she gets together with Rose.
If you don't watch Doctor Who, you're so lost.
How terrible was
right
Rose
now.
And Mickey together as a couple? I felt so bad for him.
Yeah. Well, she clearly was in love with the Doctor.
I have an opinion on this because I watch Doctor Who.
As we know, I don't watch the new Doctor. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's your loss.
Yeah.
Or is it?
It is.
It's okay. You can mourn.
Stop eating apples every day and watch the show.
You can mourn the loss as long as you want of David Tennant.
I'm mourning.
Nobody says you can't stop mourning. You can
it's
mourn the loss.
It's actually afternoon.
All right. So were those your couples, Mandy?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't want to like cut you off.
Okay. I've got too many. But I'll try to go through them pretty quickly. If you've ever read Preacher, Jesse Custer and Tulip O'Hare, they are an amazing couple. She's a hitman or a hit woman.
Hit lady. And a hit person.
Hit lady. And he has like the power of God in his voice.
Right, yes.
Anyway, yeah, they're pretty badass. William Wallace and Marion from Braveheart. And I know, like, obviously, okay, so it's kind of an entire life thing because when he's a kid, that's when he falls in love with her. And despite going out and getting all educated and learning the ways of combat and languages and everything that he can possibly learn, he comes back to the tiny town in Scotland. He's like, yeah, that same chick, been thinking about her all this time, kept that little pressed flower or whatever. And then what happens? She gets fucking taken away from him. He goes, okay, well, in that case, I'm going to go destroy England.
I'm going to go start a war, people. Yes.
He goes and fights.
I totally would. Arbitrarily. Like, even though England had nothing to do with your untimely death, I would completely kill England.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
That's true love, people. I love that movie so much.
Don't kill England. Then we wouldn't have like Doctor Who.
Well, technically, Doctor Who is on Wales, so it's okay.
It's on Wales?
It's literally on, like, orcas.
On Wales, yeah. It's like... weird. I'm sorry, that's a few reference.
It's like Jonah, if Jonah traveled through space and time.
No, it's being carried on the back of a giant whale.
It's weird, though.
Can you, like, kill Portugal or something instead? Like, some country that I really don't care about?
Or Mexico? I mean, you don't really have a partiality to it, do you?
I just say go for Texas.
Texas is like another country, so yeah, that's all kinds of options.
Don't kill England.
Wait. But England don't have guns. Texas have all the guns. Like, it seems
they have all the weapons.
To kill England.
Truth. But there's a lot of European countries without guns.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know what?
Don't take England. I watch too many BBC shows.
I'm going to take out Austria. I'm going to take out the Vatican.
Okay.
The Vatican should even be a country.
It's a little tiny country. Yeah. You can take it out pretty easily.
Sure.
And they don't have a leader.
I was a Highlander, because I'm pretty sure the entire country is holy
pretty
ground.
Pretty soon you'll be able to kill two popes with one gun.
Oh, man.
One smoking gun.
Whole other thing. Oh, boy. Okay. So.
All right. So I know this is sappy. I don't give a shit. I'm tired of people shitting on things that are pure, whatever. But The Notebook. Noah and Allie from The Notebook. That is like the saddest motherfucking story.
You've offended Stacey.
No, The Notebook sucks.
No, it doesn't.
I was going to put them.
It is the worst romantic
movie I don't think. Okay.
It was done better when it was 51st Dates, okay?
Yes, it was.
So much better.
I like 51st
Stacey,
Dates.
I love you right now.
I like 51st Dates. That is a sad fucking movie.
But every Nicholas Sparks movie is a sad
I understand, but that's
Nicholas Sparks movie like is the same.
I try to not view things on a meta scale. I try to not say like, oh, this is just like that other Nicholas Sparks movie. I'd never seen a Nicholas Sparks thing before, and I
applaud your choice and your bravery for admitting that you like a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Okay, but we'll move on to something more badass. John and Jane Smith from Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
They are, as soon as they meet, they immediately are like, oh, they're being themselves. They're both being killers. They're both being spies. And they meet and they're like, oh, you. You know what I mean? Like, and it's perfect. And then they have to hide everything and it kind of mucks things up, whatever. It's like, it's the perfect metaphor for just how people's romances go stale over time. And it's not until they completely reveal themselves to each other and are completely open with each other as killers that they become badass again, just like they were when they started, when they didn't keep all the secrets and hold themselves back. Anyway, love that movie. Benedict and Beatrice from Much Ado About Nothing.
They're a good couple. They are.
I love that they're perfect for each other and they don't see it because they're both so snarky and witty that all they do is jab, 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 whatever. And then as soon as somebody's like, oh no, he likes you. Oh, he likes you. Whatever. They're like, oh, awesome. That I like that guy. Yeah. Anyway. I always loved Gambit and Rogue.
Yes.
I like Gambit and Rogue, yeah.
They've got a real Pyramus and Thisbe thing going because, like, they can't touch because of her power. But, despite that, he kind of stayed with her for a long time, and he could have gotten mad chicks.
They're gonna be in the next Gambit movie, right?
Yeah.
Gambit and Rogue, yeah.
What?
That'll be good.
Gambit? No, they Rogue, for sure. Gambit, yeah.
I thought they had cast Gambit now, too.
Well, they had Gambit in the stupid Wolverine movie, but I hope they're not.
I don't know
but
that
new
they're
actors,
bringing...
actors, right?
I haven't heard anything
I can't deal
about
with
Gambit
Anna Paquin's Southern accent.
On anything.
It isn't Anna Paquin. It's,
I don't remember.
Oh,
I don't know about Gambit
Google it,
coming
Frank.
Back.
Wait, is it
Jennifer Lawrence, is it?
What's the question with this?
No, Jennifer Lawrence is already...
No, Anna Paquin is returning.
Right, she's already in it.
She's Mystique.
Yeah,
I hadn't heard anything about Anna Paquin returning.
She's returning.
Because I knew Ellen
I hope
Page
they got her
was.
Dialect coach.
Ellen Page, yeah,
Ellen Page is
returning.
Also
Iceman's returning.
I hope
returning.
They do something worthwhile with Anna Paquin.
I like...
Oh, right.
Ellen Page was the... Ellen Page and... who did they get to play Multiple Man? Dane...
The guy that was McSteamy in Grey's
Anatomy.
McSteamy.
Eric Dane, yeah. Those were the two standouts for X3. Those are like the only good things about X3, as far as I was concerned.
They both popped out.
I mean, they kind of wasted Juggernaut, but...
Yeah.
But I liked Ellen Page's Kitty Pride. I liked
her kitty?
I think I'll like her now
she
that
really
she's
likes
older
her kitty.
Yeah.
I did then. Yeah. All right. Real quick, two more. If you've ever seen A Very Long Engagement, Manek and Matilda from A Very Long Engagement, where it's basically he's lost at war and he's just presumed dead and she never believes it. And so she goes on this gigantic journey to go find him. Fucking long ass, amazing movie. If you haven't seen it, be prepared
for subtitles, though. Yes. It's super in French.
But also, Jodie Foster's sex scene. So worth waiting around for. And finally, there's a video game called Shadow of the Colossus. Wander is the name of the guy, and we had to look this up because I don't think anybody ever says it, but Mono or whatever is the name of the girl. But basically, she's dying. It opens up with she's dying, and he has to defeat... he's basically making a deal with the devil, like with all these powers, and he has to go kill all of these gigantic monsters in order to save her. And so the entire game is just you going around and killing these gigantic monsters that you have to, like, climb on to kill them.
They're so big. They're like mountains tall.
Yes. You are fighting mountains, basically. But it's an amazing game, and it's super romantic that he's just, like, the entire time. And he's giving up more of himself with every fight. And so he basically is going to give up his entire life just to bring her back.
Except for his pony.
We forgot Michael and Holly from The Office. If I don't say it, I'm not gonna be okay with myself later.
All right. Okay. Frank? Three, real quick.
Okay. Batman and Catwoman, of course.
Okay.
Because it's perfect.
Are you also doing that as like a Bruce Wayne, Selena Kyle thing, or just strictly Batman and Catwoman?
It's both. Okay. I mean, I'm Batman and Justice because he will never let Justice go.
are all your couples going to be Batman?
No. Homer and Marge from The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're kind of adorable. They've been together for 20 years.
20 plus.
They're for more than 20 because they have kids.
But they've been together also, if you're counting like reality, real world, like they've been together 20 plus years because.
A really long time.
They've been on since the 90s.
She supports him no matter how many jobs he gets.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Yeah, I think
Mr. Plow.
Yeah, I think it's almost... they've almost been on... I think it's almost going on 30 at this point, and...
No.
Because they've been on since the 80s.
They were on the year before I was born. They're as old as me.
So...
A little bit older. So 24. Like 24? 25.
Okay. So they're 24, and then in addition to that, they already had kids when
they
first
met in high school.
Aired, so they met in high school. So they've been together for like 40
they
plus.
They met when she was what?
Yeah, really their show is not in real time, though.
That's true. Yeah.
Their show has only covered 1 year of their lives because I think Bart only moved up one grade that time.
Yeah. No, he has.
Stacey, I'm pretty sure that you wanted a nerd podcast, right? Because we just had a debate over how long is March this, and Homer have been together.
When you mean couples, does it matter if they're romantic or not?
No, you know, it doesn't, I guess.
Okay. This one is going to be really weird, and you guys might not agree with me. And it is
it's terrible. No,
Batman and the Joker. I think that is a really perfect
couple. They are
a
pretty interesting couple. You're true. And, like, it's weird because their relationship is kind of relationship-y. It's like, oh, I'm going to keep tabs on my man so I can, like, torture him, and I'm going to check in.
Especially
we're
going to
fight, and then we're going to make up, and then we're going to fight again.
Especially in the Adam West, like, original series. Like, it was totally like that, too. Like, Joker even, like, flirted with him all the time. He's like,
yeah, but that's because it was Cesar Romero.
Come into my lab.
Have any of you been keeping up with Death of the Family?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a scene, spoiler alert, where Batman explains that people's pupils, they either dilate or close up, depending on whether they're feeling love or hate.
Amorous.
Things like that. And one of the things he says before the end of the most recent issue that I was reading is that he's never seen Joker do that up until now. And what creeped him out the most was that they opened up because he was in love. So
there you go.
That's a little creepy. I think that goes further to prove my point that they're a perfect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're in love.
Just for bad touch, have you ever read The Authority?
No, but I know Midnighter, right?
Right. Midnighter and Apollo are basically Batman and Superman fucking.
Yeah it's...
They are a couple.
It's one of the couples I looked up last night to, like, put, like, in our game later on. I was like, I love these people.
They're also part of the main DC universe.
They're one of the best couples ever.
I was like, they're brilliant.
Anyway, that's my
all right. We'll go Stacey, then Jeff, and then me.
Okay, well, I too have to whittle my list down. Okay, I have to say Spike and Buffy because that's who I would pick if I was Buffy. And the guy that ruined guys for me is Troy from Reality Bites. So
Troy and what's her name? Lelaney or whatever.
Yeah, I would have to pick them because, yeah. And then I'm just going to say two more. Hermione and Ron.
They're a good couple.
And Spock and Uhura.
Mm, good one. Oh, okay. Hi. Jeff?
I'm going to say Peter Parker and Mary Jane Watson.
No.
Interesting. Yes. No. Not Peter and Gwen, huh?
No.
Oh,
obviously Mary Jane didn't mean anyways. Enough to not sell out their marriage to Mephisto.
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting. Boo. Okay. Boo on go on.
Not on you. I'm on not, Marvel. Boo I'm on not, Marvel for I'm
not,
doing that.
Yeah, I'm not exactly, going to judge exactly. your choices.
Tara go. And Willow.
Okay.
And real life, I would say Neil Patrick Harris and David Burka.
Yes.
They're a good couple.
I didn't think about real life.
I strictly thought about like movies.
Have you been watching Neil's Puppet Dreams?
Yes. It's crazy.
Oh, it's so cute.
Can I add Yanto and Captain Jack?
Yes, of course you can. You can. That's who I actually thought you were going to start off with,
Captain Jack. I never saw it with Yanto. Yanto's
my favorite.
Yanto's so boring.
What?
He's like,
that's why they balance each other perfectly. How did you not cry at the end of that season?
It has to be a boring person to go with Captain Jack because Captain Jack's going to like take up the whole room.
He takes care of him.
That's why he didn't work with the doctor. They're just too much alike. Okay.
You can obviously tell who the bottom is.
All right. So here are my favorite couples. And one I think is just, I love the movie True Lies. Don't judge. I love it.
I love the movie True Lies also.
So I think Harry and I can never remember her name, Helen, are like the greatest couple ever because she's just so like, she thinks he's so boring and so dull. And when she finds out that he's like this spy, she's all like, let's fucking do this together. Let's be badass.
Oh, God.
You're awesome.
Do you know why the sequel didn't happen?
I read something.
There was going to be a sequel?
Yes.
That would have been awesome.
Because their daughter was Eliza Dushku in one of her first roles before she got famous. And then it was going to be the three of them all spying it up like years later. And it was going to be amazing. And the reason it didn't happen is because Schwarzenegger decided to become governor instead.
Yes, that's what I heard.
That derailed it.
Okay, so I'm going to say it's going to be cliche, and I'm surprised none of you said it here, but Han Solo and Princess Leia are a pretty awesome couple to me.
It was on your long list.
Yeah.
I think she's just so like headstrong and independent, and he's kind of like a fuck it all attitude. Like, he kind of needs somebody in his life to be like, you go fight and be like this badass person, but you should know that I'm also going to be this badass person and fight beside you. Common theme so far, my couples. My third is I love John Hughes movies, so I'm going to go.
What? You?
I know. My favorite John Hughes couple is Eric Stoltz and Mary.
Kind of wonderful.
Yeah,
that's
and Mary Stuart Masterson is, you know, Watts and.
I was like, thank God you said that and not Pretty in Pink.
Well, I was going to, but here's my thing. I know for a fact that I call Some Kind of Wonderful Pretty in Pink too, because that is what he wanted Pretty in Pink to be.
It's like the Evil Dead 2 to Evil Dead thing. We remade it, but this time we realized what we wanted to do.
Yeah, and if focus groups and Molly Ringwald and John Cryer were all now like, oh, you know, Andy and Ducky shouldn't get together. That just doesn't seem right. Then we would have had. Some Kind of Wonderful.
And she's a drummer.
She's super awesome. Her name is fucking Watts. I mean, she's just super. It's like the way you want everything to pan out just makes sense to me. I also like. I can't remember his name right now.
And this Howard the Duck.
I do like Howard the Duck. But I actually like.
Man Thing. Perfect.
I actually like Marty McFly. And his girlfriend, Jennifer.
Yeah.
I think they're also like super like, okay, let's go on this adventure together.
Jennifer is super understanding girlfriend.
Like, oh, you just came back from time traveling? Okay. Let's go on. I don't have anything to do.
I never understood why Marty and Lorraine never made that work.
I don't have anything to do. Lorraine and George are also pretty awesome. But so those are my like I think favorite couples. If I have to hold standards to when I'm trying to find somebody, that's what I go for. So I guess what we're gonna do is we're gonna do our awkward questions. So
you sound really sure.
Well, I had something else planned, but I think we're gonna scrap that. So I'm gonna start with Jeff first. Jeff, what are your awkward questions to our guests?
Have you ever masturbated or pleasured yourself
to
photos on Facebook?
No.
Right? This question has never gotten a yes.
He thinks everybody's lying. I'm like, no, who does that?
I said yes.
You said yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You said yes.
Because you're sick and twisted.
I said, I don't know anybody that would ever do that.
At least I'm the honest one.
It's just so weird. It's
what
so
do
weird.
I hide?
Okay.
Nothing.
Well,
you know there's these things called porn sites, and they're free, like all over the internet.
But his thing was like, do you do it to like, well, I don't want to masturbate to my friends. Like people I know or like, that's just weird. That's so weird and
that's
creepy
not what you
to
said
me.
Yesterday.
I know when I was telling you about my fantasy about you. I know.
I also think though, that it makes it a little bit more personal. You know, you don't.
No,
you're
I
not
don't
just
know.
Watching some stranger take off all of her clothes.
No,
you're watching good personal friends take off all of their clothes.
Nope, never gonna happen.
I don't know. I think I'm old enough that like all my friends are like, here's me and my kids, or here's me and my
right.
Mom.
All my friends are like married, have children, whatever. It's super creepy. I don't want to ever do that. Nathan, ask your question.
My question is, what inanimate object that is currently in this room would you choose as a sex toy?
There's a lot of bottles around here, people.
I don't know. There is a Bill Hicks painting on the wall.
You'd want that as a...
Stacey's boobs are being pointed out, and I'm going to have to go with that.
Okay!
They are inanimate, though. They jump around all over the place.
She can stay real still.
I do. There you go.
I like the Bill Hicks answer. Nobody's ever said that yet. Nobody's ever sent a picture so far. They've sent microphones, whatever, but never
Dr.
a picture.
Pepper bottle.
Yeah.
Microphone just seems too easy.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Frank, ask your question.
Okay, this is a really serious question, guys. Okay, so pay attention. Would you walk 500 miles and then walk 500 more?
To be the man who walked 500 miles to pass out on your door. I don't remember the line.
Yeah, that's it. That's good. That's how everybody's answered
yes,
it so far.
But when I haver, I'm not going to haver.
You're not?
No. Actually, the truth is I don't really haver at all. So.
Okay.
Don't we all haver?
Stacey, ask your question.
If you had to be, you have to be the opposite sex for a day, what would you look like and what would you do?
I would look like Ryan Gosling and I would do everyone.
There you go. That's a good answer.
Good answer.
I would do the same thing. Let me see who would look like. I would look like Miranda Kerr and I would go do everybody.
Cool.
There you go.
Sweet. Okay,
yes,
so here's...
We both want to just give that a shot. We want to give that the old college try.
So here's my question. It's a real thinker. If you were stranded on an island and you could choose two people, who would you choose to be with you on this island and what would they bring to the party to help you survive on the island?
Or just to bring, right?
No, it has to be like
be something to survive.
Survival.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling and Miranda Kerr, right?
I think we're just going to restart civilization.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Like, I don't know that I would be focused on getting off the island so much. I mean, you can make a pretty nice life for yourself.
A little like Robinson Crusoe kind of action there.
You have to pick just people that would be awesome to hang with and restart civilization with. I don't know. Who would be good?
I would hope you would bring me.
Well, I'm assuming you two are stranded on the island together.
Do we get two additional people or do we get one additional person?
No, you
together?
Guys each get two people to bring with you.
Okay,
and they
so it's the two of us
it's
and
like a party
two other
of four.
People. So do we want to bring another couple or do we want to bring a guy and a girl? So we have options or do we just want to bring a couple awesome people?
It can be anyone. Can I pick someone with the power of flight? Like, can I bring Miss Marvel and she can just fly me to the mainland?
Yeah, somebody brought Nightcrawler last week.
I brought Captain Mo.
Oh, he's got a ship. That's a good plan.
Yeah, someone was like, if I brought Nightcrawler, they could just poof me away.
Well, yeah, if you want to leave.
Well... Fine, then I pick, I don't know, who can create stuff. I pick a Green Lantern and he can build me a house.
Or Element Lad. He could build you things. The Molecule Man, although he's a little unstable.
Nathan, just pretend to laugh.
Okay. So
I was laughing. I just wasn't on mic at the time.
With that said, let's play Marry, Fuck, Kill. Here's the catch this time around, guys. Since it's couples, whatever you choose to do goes for both people. You can't, like, kill one person and marry the other. You got to kill both, marry both, screw both.
Real quick before we do that, I just want to say, her mouth pops open in response.
Yeah.
That's more like it. Suck it up, Miss Steele. I feel my control slowly returning. Okay.
Okay. By the way, if you guys have a chance to check it out, check out 50 Shades of Grey fan fiction point of view from Christian Grey. It's super meta. It's the best thing ever.
I'm disturbed that my name is in this.
Yeah, well, it's a really cool name. It's Anastasia Steele.
Oh, it's not cooler than Anastasia Washington.
Well, that is a pretty cool name, but I'm just saying, as a fictional character goes, Anastasia Steele's a pretty cool name, too.
If you had married George Washington, you wouldn't have had to change
All right, guys,
name.
Guys. we're trying to do this. Okay,
Washington?
Stacey, who did you get?
I got Hawkman and Hawkgirl. And the Joker and Harley Quinn, and Beauty and Beast from Fables. I'm going to kill Hawkman and Hawkgirl.
They'll just
Good
come
luck.
Back.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm going to kill them.
You can do that. We don't judge here.
I guess I'm going to fuck Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, that's
and
cool.
And I'm going to marry the Joker and Harley Quinn.
Why As not? They'd be super psychotically awesome.
Because that's what I want to do. And me and Harley Quinn could share clothes, and we could talk annoying to each other.
Like,
awesome.
Oh, the Joker.
Are you marrying him pre-facelift or post-facelift?
Listen, when you marry, it's till death do face part.
She's marrying all incarnations of him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll bet you commit to smile.
Frank, we'll just go this way.
I got Lloyd Dobler and Diane Cord.
I didn't say them. I'm sorry.
I thought about them, but...
Okay, yeah, okay.
Peter and Ellie, and Green Arrow and Black Canary.
You gotta fuck Green Arrow and Black Canary.
Well,
Peter and Ellie are from It Happened One Night, by the way.
I have to kill Peter and Ellie because the other two choices are just too awesome to ignore. And I can't really decide if I want to marry Green Arrow and Black Canary or fuck them.
I would totally fuck them.
I would fuck them because I would really want Green Arrow to ride me. And I'm going to be totally honest about that.
I'm just going
to
say.
I will let Green Arrow fuck me.
He knows how to work a shaft.
Lloyd Dobler's going to have
the rest of your life.
And he never misses.
But he could have done that for the rest of your life.
She's a screamer.
He is.
And then you've got a fickle girl.
I only have to fuck them once. I can't fuck them repeatedly. They can't be like
No, marriage is fucking repeatedly.
Fine, then I'm marrying them.
There you go.
And I will fuck Lloyd Dobler and Diane Cord because...
Really?
So
Diane Court.
He's adorable.
Why not? He's got kickboxing as his future.
He's awesome. She is not that awesome.
I know. I don't know. She's pretty badass.
But I only have to do him once.
Nathan, who are your peoples?
So I got some really good ones. I got Han Solo and Princess Leia, Cyclops and Emma Frost, and Rick Blaine and Ilsa Lund from Casablanca. So I am going to kill Cyclops and Emma Frost.
Thank you.
And
well, not Emma Frost, but...
I am going to fuck Rick Blaine and Ilsa Lund, mostly because, I mean, they just seem like a one-night stand couple. Like, I wouldn't want to spend the rest of my life with them, but for that one night, it would be passionate. And then Han Solo and Princess Leia, of course, I'm going to marry them.
All right. Jeff?
Okay, I have Spider-Man and Kitty Pryde from Ultimate Spider-Man.
Perfect.
Edward Scissorhands and Kim from Edward Scissorhands. And Phil and Rita from Groundhog Day. I am going to... kill Edward Scissorhands and Kim.
Is it because of the scissor hands? Yeah, okay, yeah.
Really,
I mean, that's dangerous. That's dangerous.
That's his disability.
I'm already circumcised, so... I'm going to fuck Spider-Man and Kitty Pryde. Hello, Andrew Garfield. And I'm going to marry Phil and Rita.
Okay, but just so you know, if you marry Phil and Rita, you'll be living that same day over and over and over and over again.
Then I can fuck Andrew Garfield over and over and over again.
Okay. Mandy and Matt?
Can I have Emma Stone?
I got Ellen Bauer and Madison, Loretta Castorini and Ronnie Camerari from Moonstruck.
Yes.
And Apollo and Midnighter from The Authority, who I'm totally going to marry, and we're going to go on Saving the World adventures.
Yeah.
Probably going to kill Ellen Bauer and Madison because I don't see how that's going to work. Like, my parts aren't going to go with
her parts.
Yeah. Plus sushi that night.
And I guess...
You'd have to live underwater all the time.
Loretta Castorini and Ronnie Camerari, and then probably get tested for everything after.
I would too, yeah. Then you can slap them and tell them to snap out of it.
I guess I would probably marry...
Who'd you choose?
Marry Superman and Lois Lane.
Okay.
Boo.
I know that they're a nice, boring couple. It'd be good.
for the most part. I would fuck Cyclops and Jean Grey. They're pretty hot.
Jean Grey.
She'd be all up in your head.
Like, she's just a super hot, awesome, natural redhead, whatever. The and Cyclops sex. Cyclops yeah. works out every single day.
Yeah, but he's still Cyclops.
He's badass. Cyclops is badass and underrated. And I would kill
Cyclops
Bruce Wayne.
Was right.
I would kill Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle because anybody could kill Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle because they don't have any fucking powers and they're lame.
You should just get Superman to do it for you. I mean, you're his husband okay. now.
They killed Batman!
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. That's true. You should. You could totally get Superman. Nick, who'd you choose?
I got the homies. I got the pure, straight-up homies. Let's see who I got here. All right, I got Sam Baldwin, Tom Hanks, and Annie Reid, Meg Ryan. Don't remember what movie they're from. Let's
keep listening to Seattle. You, it's okay. They get together many
You've
more
got
times.
Mail. That yeah. one?
No, they're in Sleepless in Seattle, but they're like in so many movies together, you can kill them multiple times.
All right, I'm going to kill them. I'm
kill
gonna kill him.
Do it.
Hell. All right. Tom and Summer, portrayed by Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Zoe Deschanel from 500 Days of Summer, right?
Yeah.
Love that movie, but they are not a romantic no. couple.
I'm going to kill him.
Wait, didn't you just kill Sam and Rita?
I thought we could play this game each on our own.
You have to marry one, Nick. You have to kill one, and you have to fuck one. You can't kill them all, buddy.
I'm gonna
all
kill right, fuck
right,
everyone.
All right. These ones.
Not you.
I'll kill them.
All right.
Peter Parker and Gwen Stacy. All right. Aww. I'll
It just makes me want to cry right now.
I'll marry them
because they're super awesome. Because yeah, they're super yeah. awesome.
Yeah, I okay. like Emma Stone and Peter Parker's cool. That's
all right,
the homie.
All
you
right.
did good, right, cool. kid.
Okay, so before I forget myself yet again, like I almost did last time.
You're Rachel.
I know.
You're welcome.
My three couples I chose were Bigby Wolf and Snow White from Fables, Buttercup and Wesley. And Rhett Butler and Scarlett O'Hara. Okay. So, I think I'm going to kill Bigby Wolf and Snow White.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You can try.
It's just, I know, it's just because I want to do better things to the other two. I just think it'd be the most craziest sex ever to sleep with Rhett Butler and Scarlett O'Hara. Yeah. She's so emotionally nuts and he's so like emotionally unavailable. It might be like the craziest or saddest thing ever.
It's
I don't know.
God is my witness. I will never be horny again.
And after we're done, I'll be like, oh, that was so good. He'll be like, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. And so I'm going to marry Buttercup and Wesley. Because I don't know, they're just super awesome, and we could go, you know, in the swamps and like fight ROUSs, and it would be awesome. It would just be the best marriage ever. And plus, I'd have like super cool friends like Fazzini. No, not Fazzini. He died. Like Fezzik and Inigo Montoya, and it'd be like super great. We'd have like a party all the time. Okay, so that is our show for this week. I'd like to thank our guests, Mandy and Matt, for coming on the show. Listen to their podcast. What were we talking about? The podcast that doesn't know what it wants to be. Also listen to Matt every Monday on Angry Dorks. Matt, can people follow you at places?
I have varied interests, Miss Steele. Very, very.
Can they follow you on Twitter, Facebook?
Yeah. You follow me on Twitter at Matt Blackwood. Pretty much find me anywhere, just Matt Blackwood.
Mandy, do you have any of the tweeters?
No, I'm busy doing fun and sexy things other places than Twitter. But if you can find me there, we can make something happen.
Okay, ooh. Follow us on Twitter at Awkward Convo Pod, Tumblr, Facebook, Pinterest. I'm sure we're on LinkedIn somewhere. You can follow us everywhere. We're here every week, 12 to 1.
You can follow Frank around.
We all have separate pages. So like our pages, Stacey is under Darth Boobs.
Both.
Darth Boobs, Psycho Fembot, Nathan is the Singularity, Jeff is Phantom Kitten.
You're just squatting on a bunch of nicknames, aren't you?
I did not pick the nickname!
Frank is Bad Touch Bad Boy. I'm Sassy Pants like all our pages. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Like us. Write or comment. That's how we get featured. I believe that's it, guys.
Thanks to our sponsors.
Oh, thanks to our sponsors. Sponsors, Rabble Rouser Industries, where you can find all your geek clothing needs. And Discovery Science Center, thank you again for doing that awesome giveaway. And you guys have an awkward weekend.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm super bonery.
That sounds.
Bad Touch, Bad Boy. Psycho Fembot. Sassy Pants. Get ready. Initiating your conversation in 3, 2, 1.